Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
My name is Denise White, and I am the host of the VIP Ignite Live podcast. And today I have the honor of interviewing one of our talent, Masharad Swinson. Masharad, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's a real honor.
Well, it's an honor for me to have the opportunity to interview you as well. So, Masharad, tell me, before you started working with VIP Ignite, what were you doing pertaining to the entertainment industry?
Well, I started to wanting to get into entertainment around when I was in college, around freshman year. I did have a plan of actually moving to LA before going into VIP Ignite. And I was so committed to this plan that I even bought a book about, you know, more of a survival guide in LA. So, yeah, if I never found VIP, I would have been lost.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I love that you bought a survival guide to LA, because you know what? Every time I go to LA, I feel like I need a survival guide too. LA is like it's an animal of its own. So, well, thank God we saved you from moving to LA. So, yeah. And if you're listening to this podcast, just so you know, we love LA, and there's definitely a time to move to LA. But before you move there, we really suggest that you're established, you have some training, different things like that. But I digress. I could talk about that all day. So Masharad, so we saved you from moving to LA, and I love how you laughed about that too. You're like, what was I thinking? Yeah. So what have you been working on since you started working with VIP Ignite?
Well, I've just been working on my craft, you know, acting, my modeling, you know, just doing poses in front of the mirror, you know, see how I look. In terms of like doing projects, I have been in a kind of documentary for a nonprofit that I work with. It should be on the website about now. And just in terms of like just projects, yeah, that's about it. You know, I'm still doing training through VIP and through college.
Okay, that's awesome. So one of the things you did was you took a leap, I would say, and you flew out to Chicago. You had the opportunity to come out and meet with us in Chicago before you even came to one of our events. And there you met someone who saw something in you.
Yeah.
And you started working with someone. His name is JJ. He's one of the people that we work with really closely. And when you met JJ, he saw something in you. And I remember you were like this, you're still reserved. And I love that about you. But you were like so shy and quiet, but something has changed in you. So can you talk a little bit about flying to Chicago and how that changed the course of where you are now?
Well, a little fun fact. I originally didn't want to go to Chicago. Originally.
Oh, so this is a now a confessional podcast.
Yeah. I originally did want to go to Chicago. I don't know. It was just the, you know, when you're about to do something new and then there's like these little voices in your head say, oh, no, nah, don't do it. Don't do it. But I didn't.
My mind screamed. They're like, stop.
Yeah. But I don't know. It was like my hands kind of had a mind of their own. And I just texted you saying, yeah, I want to do it. And then I just sent the message and I didn't even know what I was really doing.
I love the story.
Yeah, and so I'm really glad that I did go to Chicago. Yeah, you wouldn't, you know, the party that we went to. When was it?
We went to a networking party at our business partner's house.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people were saying like, "Hey, like, are you a model?" At first, I was saying no because
you're like, no, I'm not. I'm an actor. Come on now.
Yeah, but and then like I was just thinking about it and I say, wait, do they really think I'm a model? Like, am I really a model? And so I was just saying, Yeah, I'm a model. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, that's how that went. But just working with JJ, I have really just learned a lot. I have, really learned on being the director of my own life. Just really learning patterns, learning circles of influence, and then just everything else. And as of right now, he is helping me with a speech that I am preparing for May 4th, about the nonprofit that I'm working with. And they gave me the opportunity to speak to like about 200 people.
Masharat, that's awesome. When I first met you, you would have been like, no, I'm not doing that. Or you just would have not answered. I'm so proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you need to thank your hands for having a mind of their own and texting me, yes, don't you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's like the most people I've ever had to talk in front of. I mean, I would say the most we had to talk in front of was in classroom. So like about 20 to 30 people. So 200, that's a big jump. Yeah.
And it all happened because your fingers did the walking. Are you old enough to remember? Let your fingers do the walking for the white pages? Probably not.
I have never heard of
I'll send. Now I'm aging myself. I will send you the link. All right. So that's awesome. So you're going to be talking, and then you also are working with one of the agents that we work with. Hold on. He had you on hold for walking for a major campaign. So tell me a little bit about that. So in May, when you met us, you weren't a model. While you were there, your identity transformed. Okay, you're like, you know what? I am a model. You start working with a coach who now has you to the point where you're going to be talking in front of 200 people, and you are on hold for a major fashion show in Los Angeles. Let's talk about how much, when did you start working with VIP Ignite?
I would say I would, it had to been late March last year or early April last year.
Okay, so we're coming upon roughly a year. Would you have imagined when you were on Alicia Call? So for anyone who's listening, Alicia Kaback is the co-founder of VIP Ignite. She does a live open calls twice a week. So Mashara, would you have imagined when you got on that call with Alicia, then you were interviewed. Would you have imagined that fast forward 1 year, you're going to be speaking to 200 people in front of the nonprofit you work with, you're on hold for a major brand for LA Fashion Week, and all of these amazing, and you're a model. Would you have thought all of these things possible?
No.
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 So here's a question I have for you. So what does your fam well, your friends and family, I'm sure they've seen a transformation in you. What do they say when you walk into a room now? Are like, what's going on? Like, tell me more about this.
Well, when I told my mom that I was doing this, she had her questions. I'm the youngest out of three, so I have like two older brothers. So of course, she's gonna, have all these questions. I told her about, opportunities overseas. I didn't tell her about the brand yet, though. I didn't tell her about that yet.
Keeping secrets from mom. I hope she, you'd have to call her before she hears this podcast.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm gonna tell her. I'm not telling her now. I never said I wasn't gonna tell her. But yeah, I mean, I do think that they do see a transformation, but they're not really saying anything about it. I think, like, obviously my mom has noticed, but yeah, she doesn't really say anything about it.
Well, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about the person you are today versus the person you were? I mean, you were awesome when we met you. I remember seeing you and seeing all of this inside of you, and now it's coming out. So how do you feel? Has your confidence soared? Like, are you doing better at work and school?
I am a completely different person than from what I was all the way back in 2020. You know, I've just had more confidence, you know, just within myself. You know, just when talking to people, making new connections, I know what to say. I know how to keep a conversation going. Way back then, I didn't know how to keep a conversation going. I could thank JJ for helping me out on how to keep a conversation going. Yeah, you know, that man, he has really helped me out with a bunch of like interpersonal skills, you know, just really, you know, self-worth skills. You know, yeah, I'm really grateful to have him, you know, teaching me a lot of these things. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, Mashrad, what's next for you? What are you working on now besides preparing for your speech in a couple of months? What are you working on now?
I'm not really working on anything else, really. I'm just doing schoolwork. I applied myself to another nonprofit, you know, just to help out my community, working on my craft. And, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, I'm keeping myself busy.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something. You've said the word nonprofit several times. So obviously you're someone, and this is one of the many things that I really appreciate about you, because I love giving back as well. So when you say you're working for nonprofits, tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. So one of the nonprofits that I've been working with since 2020 is called Enterprise for Youth. So pretty much what they're about is they help young kids or teenagers to get their feet wet into the workforce, so they won't have to pretty much rely on their parents to give them money over the summer. I mean, that's the fun way, like how I like to put it. But really, it's deeper. It's to really help, you know, young people to really find themselves and what they are really interested in. So, for example, if you want to be a gardener, but you don't know how to, you know, get your foot in the door through the gardening industry, then they have this program called Green Careers. So you get to learn about environmental justice, the ecosystem, how to pretty much how to grow your own food, essentially, how to maintenance, you know, plant life, you know, why it's important to clean up and compost and just the different types of soils and mulch and how to use garden tools, really.
Okay. So you're helping youth find themselves. And one of the ways, I love the Green Initiative, because I mean, in this world, we all need to know how to take care of ourselves, because one day we're all going to have to grow our own food. So yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Now I sound like a conspiracy theorist on our podcast. So we've had a confessional. Now Denise's a conspiracy theorist. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, people. So that's awesome. So would you say that one of your whys in being a part of the entertainment industry is to bring more awareness to youth and programs that they need to help them become functional members of society, or even better than that, like become like leaders in their society?
Yeah, I would say leaders, but also finding yourself just within anything, you know, just not to be ashamed of if you don't fit the mold that people kind of put you in. You know, just don't be cookie cutter. You know, I came up with that myself, but don't be cookie cutter. I tell myself that every day. And I also tell myself that I am the greatest.
Because you are.
Yeah. that's a new routine I came up with last week. You know, just as soon as I wake up, I just chant, I am the greatest. I am the greatest. You know, a little bit of affirmation that I do.
That's amazing. I love that. I love all of this, Mashrad. I feel like I'm learning so much more about you here on this podcast. That's amazing. Awesome. So here's a question I have for you. I love to ask everyone on the pod who comes on the podcast this question. So if someone's watching this podcast or someone's listening to this podcast and they're on the fence, they're like, oh, you know, I heard about this company, VIP Ignite. I don't know. What would you tell them? Would you tell them to take the leap?
I would say take the leap. And I know how daunting it is to, you know, find a company that is online, you don't know much about it. So I want to say this one thing real quick. Before I came to the first boot camp, all the way back in March, I was a little skeptical too. I was skeptical that I looked the company up on Yelp.
Oh Lord, hold on. Tell me what you're going to say, and then I'm going to talk about Yelp for a moment.
And I seen a bunch of 1-star reviews now, and I kind of thought to myself, wait, I seen a couple of like other images and videos from VIP Ignite, and I just thought to myself, these 1-star reviews don't make sense with what I seen on the videos. So I just said, okay, I'm just gonna go to the boot camp and see how I like it. I'm gonna come up with my own opinion about it, and I'm glad I did that.
That's awesome. I love that. So you opened the can of worms, so I'm going to address the elephant in the room. Is that okay? So Yelp is a business, and Yelp makes money by having businesses pay them to go through their reviews. So first of all, everyone needs to understand Yelp is a business, and they make money by pretty much forcing people to pay them to get good reviews. Okay. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is this. When you see bad, like, I have a question for you, Masharad. When you have the absolute best experience in the whole entire world, is your first thought go on Yelp and give a 5-star review?
No.
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 Okay, exactly. So what I want everyone who is watching this to think about or listening to this podcast to think about is this. If you go on Yelp and you see a bunch of 1-star reviews, A, the company probably decided not to pay Yelp the fee that they charge, which is pretty exorbitant to push down all those 1-star reviews. The second thing I want you to understand is that most of the time, especially with us, the people that leave us 1-star reviews are people that can't afford our services, or maybe they pay for our services and then they couldn't afford to travel to partake in those services. So always do your research. And I love that you're like, oh my gosh, all these 1-star reviews, but they absolutely don't align with what people are actually saying who work with VIP Ignite. So I just wanted to address that elephant in the room because it comes up every once in a while. And now that we're here, we got that covered. Awesome. Well, Masharad, I feel like this has been the most interesting podcast I've done in a very long time. It's been discovery. It's been confessional. It's been everything. So thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate your time.
I would like to thank you for inviting me on to your podcast.
You're welcome. All right. So guys, if you are listening to this and you want more and to hear more interviews from people that we actually work with, make sure you subscribe to the VIP Ignite Live podcast. Not only am I going to be interviewing more talent like Masharad, I'm also going to be interviewing industry experts in the field who will teach you the business of show business. So be on the lookout for those. And also follow us on social media. We have a lot of new things coming up. We have two new Broadway shows we're working on. We have a new movie we're working on. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So make sure you follow us on social media. And again, Masharad, thank you so much for being here today. It was amazing to interview you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to AMMSociety.com. And if you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.